Hi there, this is Vicki Ronchetti with the Confirmation Conversation, because who doesn't want to talk about dogs? Today we're going to be talking a little bit more about mentorships. We did a podcast on this topic a few months ago now, I think, after the first time I posted a meme that said a mentorship should not be a dictatorship. And it was very well received, and a lot of people really understood what we were trying to say and why I feel so strongly about this. The deal is that many people get involved in showing dogs for a whole variety of reasons. And I have clients that do other sports and just wanted to try confirmation. I have people that have always wanted to breed dogs, and so this is the way they feel is the right way to go about it, to be responsible and ethical. I have people that, you know, just all sorts of reasons where they get into, you know, into this sport and they want to show a dog. And sometimes the relationship with whoever is supposed to be their mentor makes everything go south, to the point of people literally telling me, I just don't think I want to do this. I hate this. You know, I have to do whatever they say. They just feel like it's very lopsided. So I want to start off kind of by saying that I do not agree with the idea that just because you get a dog from someone, that person is your mentor. That's not always the way it is. And the reason is because some people may be a fabulous dog breeder. They may be wonderful at putting together pedigrees and showing dogs and breeding dogs and making good choices, but have no desire or interest in mentoring someone. This doesn't make them a bad person. If someone doesn't have the time or the skill or the interest, they're not obligated to teach every person who gets a puppy from them everything they know, unless you go into that with that idea or that agreement prior to. So I think that, and I think it's okay to go outside of your breeder for mentorship. Obviously, I run a paid mentorship program. So for $49.95 a month, people can come to our twice a week classes and they get to do my webinars and they have access to all sorts of content. But maybe most importantly, they can contact me or they can post in the group at any time if they want to discuss something. And sometimes people actually feel that even in our fairly intimate mentor program group, that they don't want to talk about something even that publicly. So they may bring it to me privately. And it's very frequently that I've done remote sessions or been on phone calls or been messaging back and forth where someone is really having an issue dealing with their quote mentor. And the mentor is usually the breeder. So the issues that they run into are, you know, all of a sudden they want to get another dog, but the breeder basically won't allow them to get another dog from someone else. This happens sometimes even when they don't even have a dog to offer. Or they, you know, want to insist that the dog needs to be finished right away. And so even though the idea was that the person got this dog to show the dog and to learn about this sport themselves, suddenly it's not finished fast enough and you might want to get a handler. So these kinds of things come up. And it's quite upsetting to people. And, you know, my biggest concern is that these people who come into confirmation, maybe because like they want to breed dogs or they want to show dogs or they want to learn about this sport or they do other sports and they want to learn about this one, they're getting chased out of here. And a lot of breeders will, you know, absolutely mentor and do a great job and they love doing that and they're fabulous at teaching people. And some people aren't, or they don't have an interest in it. Another thing to consider is that if someone is on their first or second litter, they might not be qualified to actually be mentoring someone. They're probably under mentorship with someone else, meaning that they haven't even learned enough to be able to start teaching new people. So, you know, there are times when mentors that are not the breeder are important. So I want to kind of just talk about some of the issues that come up and what I think mentoring should not mean. The first thing is control of where you choose to get a dog. So this comes up a lot. If you know, in fact, the next point is lifetime loyalty to a person who sold you a dog one time. So this happens. Somebody got a dog maybe 5 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, maybe they finished this dog, maybe, you know, whatever, and they decide that they want to get another dog, and the breeder gets wind of it and goes crazy. And I've had this with people that I work with, clients of mine, to the point of people making phone calls and saying, don't sell this person a dog, because they feel that it's a betrayal if the person goes to anybody else to get a dog besides them. Now, they could have actually had issues with this person and are making a conscious decision not to want to continue to be involved in them. But people who are new to dog showing, people who are new to the sport, people who are not confrontational, this is very damaging. And they usually don't want to fight about it. What they say is, I'm done. And that's just a fact. I mean, they tell me that all the time. I'm done. I don't want to see these people at dog shows. I don't even want to deal with this. I would rather just go off and do my agility or go off and do my fast cat or whatever else they're doing with their dog. But this doesn't help our sport, and this doesn't help the longevity of your breed. It doesn't help your breed if you have people who could be really fabulous breeders, people who would do a great job of raising puppies and doing things with those individuals, with those animals. You're chasing them away. It is not good for the breed or for anybody. Another thing that I think mentoring does not mean or shouldn't mean is absolute allegiance to a person's ideas and opinions. That means that you have a breeder, you don't agree with something, and they just are like, nope, if you don't agree with me, like, you're out. Now, obviously, this happens in friendships all the time, where people are very, I mean, I've had this happen in relationships where I'm very, very close to someone, and then you have one minor argument and it's like over. Well, for me, that's not how I do things. I don't end friendships over things that I think are not too big of a deal. But for some people, it's like if there's any disagreement in ideas or opinions, then you're cut off. And if what you're doing is teaching someone, then that it just doesn't work. I mean, because part of what mentoring is helping a person to develop their own thoughts, opinions, and ideas. And so if that's not allowed, that's not a mentorship. That is a dictatorship. That is a my way or the highway. That's not mentoring. Mentoring is not just telling someone, you have to do whatever I say for the rest of your time in this dog's, and I will always be, you know, your queen or your king. And it's just not healthy. And it doesn't help people grow. Can you imagine if somebody was going to school for something and they just had one teacher? I mean, they learned everything from one person. I mean, even as a dog trainer, I take information from so many different trainers and sources. And, you know, it's like, I don't have to agree with everything someone says to be able to, like, really love learning from that person and getting information from that person. So having multiple people you learn from can be really beneficial. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what I think a good mentor does do. So I've been talking about what they don't do, you know, just all of this crazy control, this lifetime loyalty, absolute allegiance. I mean, it's very controlling. And, you know, I'm a grown up, and so I don't want anybody, you know, bossing me around to the point of telling me where I can get my dogs, what dogs can come to my house, what, you know, like, these are things that, you know, decisions we need to make for ourselves. So the hard part is that if you are in a situation where you are in a, you know, a mentorship or a relationship that you don't feel comfortable, is that sometimes you have to have, you know, difficult decisions, because it's not easy for everyone to stand up for themselves and say, this doesn't seem right, or I'm not okay with this. You don't get to just tell me everything I'm going to do. I never agreed to this. Can be very, very difficult for people, and nobody wants to do it. But if you want to have longevity in this sport and you want to be in this sport, you have to do that. There is a need for at least a thick enough skin in this venue, in this sport, for people to be able to deal with people not liking you, or people not liking your dog, or people saying nasty things about your dog, or people not being okay with what you do. I mean, people will not like you just for someone you like, just for someone you met one time and talked to at a dog show. You can get in trouble for that if someone doesn't like that person. So you're just not going to make everybody happy. So I think what makes the most sense is to make yourself happy and your family happy, right? And if you're, you know, going out to get dogs from people, or you're looking at getting a dog from someone else, you know, that you really think about what you want. And if somebody cannot support you, is that someone you want to continue to have a relationship with, right? So if someone says the only way you can work with me is if you do whatever I say, then is that okay with you? You know, do you want to just have to have that contingency on a relationship? I don't. I need to be able to talk things out. I need to. And when I get a new dog from someone, I go into that with, this is how things look to me. This is how I need it to be. These are deal breakers for me. Is this something you could work with? And you know what? They say yes, because I'm so upfront about it in the beginning. And I know a lot of people get into these situations because they don't know what to ask. All this stuff comes down a year or 6 months into having the dog. They didn't know that everything they were agreeing to. So absolutely, of course, read your contracts. Question anything that you don't feel comfortable with. Don't sign something. Don't take a puppy home if you're like, I don't agree with all this. Even if you're there ready to get your pup, I know that's hard, but you want to make sure that you're really okay with what you're agreeing to. So here's what I think a good mentor does do. They do such a good job of teaching and guiding you that you develop your own opinion. But not only that, they actually encourage growth and development. And you know what? They encourage discussion. They encourage your own opinion. One of my very first mentors, who's not alive anymore, I mean, it was like I wasn't allowed to have any opinions. If I liked any dogs from kennels where she didn't like the people, she didn't want to talk about it, they're all bad. You know, if I questioned, you know, a piece of a dog that she really liked that was hers, I'd get in trouble for that. So it was very one-sided, and it wasn't teaching me. It was trying to mold me into an exact replica of her, and that is not what mentoring is. So you really want to make sure that you have someone teaching you who is, they want you to grow, they want you to develop, they want you to learn about this. And so when you have questions, or when you'd say, hey, I think I'm going to do this, they can agree with that. Now, I will say that around the same time, shortly after I had this mentor, I did get a dog from someone else. That mentor was really what a mentor should be. And I think probably a lot of it is just who this person was, sort of more easygoing, somebody in the medical field. So it was probably very open to asking questions and that kind of thing. But she was always like, I might not do that, but I'm at a different place in my breeding program than you are in yours. And that always stuck with me. And even when I'm talking to breeders who are much more advanced than I am, even, you know, like in my own breed, I remember one breeder said, I didn't want to sell you that dog because I didn't think she was going to be good enough. And I'm like, but my good enough isn't your good enough, because I'm not where I am in my breeding program where you are in yours. So I always felt like that was a really good way for her to put things to me. Like, she would not say, I wouldn't do this or do not do this. She would say, well, let's talk about, you know, what would happen. But I was never felt discouraged. And I always really, really appreciated that. A good mentor really can support without force and pressure. So they support you and guide you. But if you decide to do something that they think is nuts, they just say, I got to let you do this because ultimately it's your decision. Good mentors also listen. They care about what you have to say. And they're not just bringing up someone to be a little minion of theirs. They're bringing up someone to be able to have really cool, critical, crucial conversations with. They should be bringing up someone that they trust to have discussions with about future breeding and the breed and, hey, what you would do here. That's what mentoring is, when you can get together with someone. Like the people in my mentor program, some of them started out literally knowing nothing. So now we're a few years into this relationship and they're saying, hey, what do you think about this male for my girl? Will you look at this pedigree with me? They feel comfortable. They know that they are safe to bring that to me and say, what do you think about this? And they know I'll say, oh, this might worry me a little bit, or what do you think about this dog, or what makes you want to do that? But I would never say, no, we're not going to, that's not how I breed. I told you I do line breeding. It's like, let's discuss it. Part of growing is developing opinions and asking questions and really getting, you know, getting into it and having another person that you trust to discuss these things with. And good mentors have enough faith in their own teaching and knowledge that they're proud of their mentee's growth. They like want to introduce their mentees to other people so they can be like, look at this cool person who's so interested in our breed and I've taught them so much. And, you know, maybe what do you have to offer? Or let's have a discussion with this person. So, you know, it's just another voice, another person who could love your breed and help your breed and who you could work with. And I think it's also important for mentors to still be learning and understand that there's always more to learn, and that just because, you know, I'm your mentor, do you think that means that I think I know everything about every breed and everything about breeding? Do you think this means that I don't go to people and ask questions? I do. I mean, and everybody should. If I don't know the answer to something, I'm not going to fake it and just pretend like I know the answer. I'm going to say, this is my opinion. This is my opinion, or this is the fact, or I'm not sure. Let me get someone in here who we can really ask this about, because I'm not sure. I've asked people in my classes, literally in the middle of going over a dog in a class, can you show me how the bite's done with them? Because I haven't shown every single breed in the world. I don't know every single standard in the world. I am a dog trainer by nature. So I think that in my field, certainly, if you're a good dog trainer and behavior consultant and you're taking someone's money as a professional, as an expert, you had better be continuing your education. And I just think there's a whole lot of people that haven't read a book on training or behavior, you know, in 20 years, if they ever read one. A lot of stuff that people learn just trickles down from mentors or their breeders, that kind of thing. But when I was starting out, I had a lot of people that I talked to. I had a lot of people that I ran things by. I had a lot of people that I asked to look at dogs. And I really feel very lucky for that, because I feel like that's what shaped my mentorship. Not the couple of bad experiences I had where people were just wanting to dictate and boss me around, but the relationships where people were like wanting me to develop, wanting me to grow, wanting me to be built up. And I think it's just really important that that's a part of it, that we think of a mentorship as, I am trying to help someone in this breed grow and learn more, and I'm going to give them the information that I have, and I'm going to give them the information that other people have, and I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to help build another person to be there to support this breed and this sport. I hope that this was helpful, and I'm sure this is something that I will rant on about for a long time to come, because it comes up a lot and I end up getting frustrated and doing a post or a talk on it, because, you know, and I'm sure it's not getting to the right people, but I hope it gives the people that are the mentees, the people who are searching for help and who are not wanting to step on toes and feeling like they're not allowed to have an opinion, that you are allowed to have an opinion. If you want to learn about something, you should be learning and growing. And you should go outside of the resources available to you if you need more help. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast.